Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. Des Moines police say an SUV driver who tried to run down some officers has been shot. A news release says officers were dispatched around 11:45 p.m. on Thursday to check several reports of gunshots in a central Des Moines neighborhood. The officers were checking cars struck by gunfire and looking for bullet casings when the sport utility vehicle approached the crime scene. Police say the officers tried to stop the SUV from running through the scene, but the SUV accelerated toward the officers. Three officers fired at the SUV driver, later identified as 30-year-old Shanti Deanne Young, before he raced away. The SUV was found a few blocks away, and a wounded Young was found inside a nearby residence. He was taken to Mercy Hospital and reported in stable condition. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Friday of 43-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares of Red Oak on a simple assault charge. The arrest occurred at approximately 2:21 p.m. yesterday afternoon at her residence on East Maple Street in Red Oak. No further details were given at this time, and Olivares was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. Police in Atlantic report a Cass County woman wanted on a Decatur County warrant for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia turned herself into police on Thursday. 20-year-old Taylor Short of Anita was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance in front of the magistrate. And 30-year-old Daniel Long of Atlantic was arrested on Thursday on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear on a second-degree theft charge. Long was booked into the Cass County Jail. Authorities say 350 pigs have been killed in a hog barn fire in northwest Iowa. KLEM Radio in Lamar says the fire was reported at around 2 a.m. on Friday near the small town of Oines. No additional injuries were reported. The 70-year-old barn was fully engulfed when fire departments from both Oines and Lamar's arrived. The structure collapsed about 2 hours later. Fire crews were on the scene for several hours as they worked to contain the blaze. Additional information about the cause of the fire has not been released. A teenage driver from Glenwood died at a hospital in Omaha following a crash on Thursday night in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol says 17-year-old Tanner Porter, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the University of Nebraska Medical Center after being flown from the scene of the crash off of 221st Street. Authorities say Porter was traveling south on 221st Street in a 1997 Dodge pickup at around 8:15 p.m. when the vehicle left the road to the right and went out of control. The pickup rolled several times and hit a power pole before coming to rest in the west ditch. Police in Red Oak arrested 23-year-old Devin Alexander Davis of Red Oak late Thursday night. Davis was taken into custody in a residence in 700 block of North Broadway Street on a valid Montgomery County warrant, charging him with a violation of his probation. Davis was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 cash bond. The Iowa Supreme Court has suspended the law license of an Iowa City attorney who created false documents and lied to cover up a mistake. The court on Friday ordered the 6-month suspension for Jeff McGinnis, a member of the school board and former national champion wrestler for the Iowa Hawkeyes. McGinnis conceded that he had committed professional misconduct, but argued for a shorter suspension. His deceit started after he failed to serve discovery requests in a civil lawsuit. Rather than admit his oversight, he created false documents that appeared to show the request had been served on opposing counsel months earlier. After the authenticity of the documents was challenged, McGinnis continued to lie in court, even hiring his own expert to defend him. A 25-year-old man who's been convicted twice of fatally shooting someone inside a car in the Des Moines parking lot is scheduled to be sentenced on Friday. The Des Moines Register says Matthew Grady was convicted earlier this month of first-degree murder. He was first convicted in 2010 of shooting to death 37-year-old Stephen Scott in August of 2009. But in May of 2012, the Iowa Court of Appeals ordered a new trial for Grady, saying that he'd been interrogated improperly. Scott was shot through the back while being behind the wheel of his car. Prosecutors say Grady admitted to being in Scott's car about 10 minutes before the shooting. Defense attorneys say Grady left the car before the shooting. While other counties in southwest Iowa have elected to issue a ban on open burning, Cass County will not be doing so at this time. That was the consensus of the fire chiefs who attended the Cass County Firemen's Association meeting on Thursday night in Marnie. Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Kennan says a ban on open outdoor burning won't be necessary if people use common sense. And acting responsibly means planning ahead before you conduct any outdoor burning. Cannon says residents should check if the weather forecast to make sure the winds won't be strong. Call your local fire chief to confirm the time and place of the intended burn as well. You also need to call the Cass County Communications Center at 243-2204 well ahead of time so they know not to send out fire crews and equipment when they receive calls from the public fearing a fire is out of control. Even though there is no burn ban currently in effect in Cass County, Cannon and the area fire chiefs are urging residents not to burn for the next couple of days because conditions are expected to be dry and windy. Once a fire is lit, according to Cannon, it needs to be attended to and monitored even if you think that it has been extinguished. He said some of the larger brush piles can burn for days, so you can't just walk away. They need to be monitored closely. And the results of a study conducted by the Iowa Hospital Association reports the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic generates 361 jobs that add $23.5 million to the economy in Cass County and the surrounding area. The IHA study says also that CCMH employees by themselves spend $5.4 million on retail sales and contribute $326,521 in state sales tax revenue. CCMH CEO Todd Huspeth said in a press release that people are often surprised to learn how many people we employ and the size of our business. He says it takes a lot of patient care professionals to enable them to care for the community 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and even more staff behind the scenes. Cass Atlantic Development Corporation Executive Director Russell Joyce said the Cass County Health System has become a major player in the area of quality of life that we market for our area. Having an up-to-date facility that is well-staffed and equipped along with administration plus a board of trustees that looks to the future is a part of a growing community. Joyce added that there is an influx of younger families returning or relocating to our community along with retirees, both looking for a higher level of life quality, and that we can thank our healthcare providers for helping make that happen. The IHA study examined the jobs, income, retail sales, and sales tax produced by hospitals and the rest of the state's healthcare sector. The study was compiled from hospitals submitted data on the American Hospital Association's annual survey of hospitals and with software that other industries have used to determine their economic impact. Now taking a look here this morning at your funeral announcements, Meredith Blazik, age 67, of rural Orient, died Tuesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Celebration of Life services for Meredith Blazik will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Harold Littlefield, age 86, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Harold Littlefield will be held on Saturday here today at 10:30 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Glenn McGill, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Glenn McGill will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Charles Parmley, age 91, of Brayton, died on March 15th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Charles Parmley will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Dean Spoo, age 81, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Donald Spoo will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Alan Craig Parker, age 64, of Marthasville, Missouri, and formerly of Oakland, died on Tuesday in Marthasville. Graveside services for Craig Parker will be held today at 11:30 a.m. at the Belknap Cemetery west of Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Anna Christine Flynn, age 94, of Elkhorn, died on February 28th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Anna Flynn will be held at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton today at 2 p.m. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Veda C. Larson, age 86, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Veda Larson will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jerry Dean Scott, age 75, of Panora, died on March 15th at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. A Celebration of Life luncheon in honor of Jerry Scott will be held at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday at the First Christian Church in Panora. Ralph L. Jorgensen, age 79, of Kimbleton, died Thursday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Ralph L. Jorgensen will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. G. Lyle Wittrup, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for G. Lyle Wittrup will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Anna Margaret Stanley, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Anna Stanley will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. The Hockerberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Phyllis Ely, age 72, of Lyman, died on Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A funeral service for Phyllis Ely will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jerry Bice, age 52, of Des Moines, died Tuesday at his home in Des Moines. Memorial services for Jerry Bice are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.